as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll get back to the lines in a minute. The lines are lighting up. I want to say a couple of things. Number one, a new development, and we've got to stop it. Pennsylvania now. Pennsylvania has indicated it's likely to follow Arizona and permit Cyber Ninja to audit the Pennsylvania vote that Biden won by 70 or 80,000 votes over, you know, this is another fraudulent audit. The Republican gerrymandered legislature is behind it. Fortunately, the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania has a majority of Democrats, and the governor's a Democrat. But if the Pennsylvania legislature, the gerrymandered Republican illegitimate legislature, passes it as a resolution, they may claim, well, we have subpoena power, and then they're going to take it up through the judiciary. This insistent attack by the Republican Party on the November 3rd results that Biden won by 7 million votes nationwide. 7 million votes. And in all these states, not just Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, but Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, it's pretty clear what the nation wanted. They continue to chip away at it. It's toxic. It's very toxic. We've got to stand up to that, put out the message that this was a legitimate election, and what you are doing is tampering the American democracy, tampering the American democracy. And, you know, apropos of that, there is a rule of law that I think has to be set aside here. Some of the states, including Florida, are passing laws that says that the average citizen, if he bumps, quote, bumps into a protester, and they defined a protest as more than two people. Okay, so three people. You see three people in the street with a Black Lives Matter sign, and you hit them, you have immunity. It's encouraging assassination of protesters. You have immunity from any civil liability, and you won't be charged with murder. The remedy on that is the federal prosecutor in the area can charge them with violating civil rights, including murder, send them away to jail for a long time, but that depends and U.S. attorneys appointed by Democratic presidents who will stand up for the rule of law. There's a case, Younger v. Harris, and there are a lot of others that say that normally federal courts should not interfere with state criminal prosecutions or the decision not to prosecute. And only after that's worked its way up through the state court should the Supreme Court get involved. That's got to be set aside here. You cannot have people like the Republicans in Florida encouraging the murder of protesters. You can't have that. A bunch of high school kids are doing it. Some nut goes through and kills seven of them. He has immunity under Florida law, according to DeSantis and what they're pushing down there. You got to stop that. They've even talked about it in Iowa. Iowa. And then what? What's the remedy? The reason we have murder laws and civil liability is so you don't resort to violence. The spouse or the parent of somebody who's killed that way is going to kill the guy who did it. And you're going to have the Wild West. Knock it off. The Republican Party has gone too far into the criminal nut side, too far into the criminal nut side. There has to be, and any federal judge worth his salt is going to say, all right, normally you don't interfere with state prosecutions. If something as stupid as this, that anybody exercising their First Amendment rights can be murdered, that deserves no respect whatsoever. None whatsoever. None. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. Going to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark of the Sack?
Well, considering the fact that when the southern states, the states that were in rebellion against the Union, came back into the Union, were required to retake, you know, to reaffirm their oath of allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and all the laws therein, including the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, as well as the First Amendment, this Florida legislation they're trying to pass is a violation of that. I mean, that, and for all these northern Republican politicians, I mean, especially in Wisconsin, they should be asked, you know, that who did your state fight for in the in the rebellion against the Union, and what do you call it? Do you call it the Civil War, or do you call it the War of Northern Aggression? And if you would just slip and call it, and you, for you Republicans, you slip and call it the War of Northern Aggression, you should be yanked from office, stripped of all your titles, and cast out naked in the street and didn't do the walk of shame. I mean, these guys probably think Preston Brooks is a hero, and Sumner, and Senator Sumner was the aggressor in the case where Preston Brooks took his cane and broke his cane over Senator Sumner's, you know, head and body. And, you know, the guy, it took years to recover. He never fully recovered. I mean, that the fact that these Republicans are now siding with the South, with the states that were in rebellion against the Union, is disgusting to me. And the principles that they're standing for now is disgusting to me. And, I mean, if you're going to be like a Southern state, then take the federal money, for the love of God. We're leaving billions of dollars on the table there, and it just goes back and gets redistributed to your allies down south or in red states. I mean, take our money. I mean, that is just, the Democrats should start running ads. Republicans are stealing, are giving your money away, giving your federal dollars away. You paid these federal dollars, and you are giving, and the Republicans are giving them away.
Right. I mean, you're making some good points. We're coming up on a break, Mark. I want to just quick react to that, and I'll do it after the break if necessary. But here's the deal. I mean, the average person, look, people in the South are Americans, just like you and me. And there, we have no, I mean, the thing is, I served in the Navy with a lot of Southern guys, a disproportionate number of Southern guys in the Navy and on my ship. Excellent guys. Stood watch with, worked with, went on liberty with. They don't want this either. This is a sick Trump cult. And this Trump cult is here in Wisconsin with Tiffany and John Johnson. And it's in Pennsylvania. And it's in a lot of other places, too. So this is not a reprise of the Civil War. What this is America fighting back. It's just America fighting back. And so there you have it. You're absolutely right that we got to stand up for this. It's sick and it's wrong. Very, very sick, very wrong. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.